My children know better than to ask me to sew a patch on their uniforms. I send them to their dad. If it were left up to me, I would use a hot glue gun. Been there, bonded that. Other friends I know are skilled at gardening. Their corn, peas, and zucchini burst forth from their meticulously weeded gardens. They have an abundance of healthy produce they can feed to their families. Though I do okay with flowers, herbs, and a tomato plant or two, having a vast vegetable garden to tend has never been my strong suit. So I admire those who take on such an enormous task. Other friends are renowned for other skills. They may have keen eyes for decorating, or they are talented with a paintbrush. Maybe they can even repair their own vehicle. So many various talents from so many women I know. My skills lie in two areas, the kitchen and the pen. I love to cook, and I love to write. So for me, I find it easy and enjoyable to bake up a batch of homemade granola bars or to craft a poem for a friend's birthday. We've all been blessed with unique skills and talents that serve as our signature way to create. But are these talents, hobbies, and abilities just for our own use? Could they serve a greater purpose? Yes, they can all be ways to participate in obeying Jesus' command to us in John 13, verses 34 through 35. They can be tools for loving others. It all starts with a simple question. What's in your hand? A garden trowel? What if you showed some love by taking some of your fresh veggies to your neighbors and told them how glad you are that they dwell nearby? A wooden spoon? Maybe mix up a batch of your famous chocolate chip cookies and give them to your mail carrier as thanks for his or her faithful work. A paintbrush? Can you paint a picture for a shut-in? Or help paint a dorm room for a new college student? Both would be helpful ways to lighten their loads and lift their spirits. Loving others doesn't have to be hard work. Simple gestures can have powerful results. May you find natural ways to weave loving others into your